Trump says he has no plans to call Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, he's so whacked out. By Hannah Knudsen on June 17, 2025. President Donald Trump said on Monday he has no plans to call Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, D, following the assassination of a state lawmaker over the weekend, deeming the former vice presidential candidate whacked out and a mess. "I don't want to call him," Trump told reporters. "I think the governor of Minnesota is so whacked out. I'm not calling him. Why would I call him? I could call him, say, 'Hi, how are you doing?'" Trump continued. "The guy doesn't have a clue, he's a mess, so I could be nice and call him, but why waste time?" Walz, who ran on former Vice President Kamala Harris's ticket and has referred to Trump as a dictator who is trying to overturn the Constitution, announced on June 16 that the alleged killer of State Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark had been apprehended. They were shot in their Brooklyn Park home in the dead of the night by a man posing as a police officer. Minnesota State Senator John Hoffman and his wife were also shot but are in stable condition. The suspect has been identified as Vance Luther Bolter, a 2019 appointee of Walz to serve on the governor's workforce development board. Bolter's unthinkable actions ended the life of someone who shaped the core of who we are as a state. Someone who was beloved by colleagues on both sides of the aisle. Someone who sacrificed everything for public service, Walz said in a statement. "As a country, we cannot become numb to this violence. We are a deeply divided nation. That has become even more clear over the last 2 days. The way we move forward and solve the problems facing our nation is not through hate," his statement continued. "It is not through violence. It is through humility, and grace, and civility," he said, extending his condolences to the affected families. "As we heal, we will not let fear win. We must now move forward in Melissa's honor with understanding, service, and above all, a sense of one another's humanity," his statement added.